This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, March 25th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. New EPA lead in California. Dems target GOP on SNAP, and farm groups want 199A permanent. Dolly Staffer to lead EPA office. President Donald Trump has appointed Josh F.W. Cook as administrator of EPA Region 9, overseeing California and the Pacific Southwest. Cook served 10 years as chief of staff for GOP Senator Brian Dolly of Bieber, who termed out of office last year. Dolly proudly described himself as the only full-time farmer in the legislature and often criticized California's climate policies as costly and lacking accountability. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin said Cook's, quote, talent working with state and local partners will be paramount to power the great American comeback across our regions. Cook gained accolades from Republicans Joe Lombardo, who is governor of Nevada, GOP Representative Doug Lamoff of California, who has worked with Cook for three decades. Cook plans to steer the office toward, quote, reducing energy costs, creating wealth, and cementing America's position as a leader in agriculture, energy, manufacturing, AI technology, and transportation. Why it matters? Well, Cook could flip the EPA's positions on two issues critical to California ag. The Biden administration EPA has been the only state or federal agency to oppose a set of voluntary agreements over Delta water flows. It urged the state water board to instead take a top-down regulatory approach with unimpaired flows. Former EPA Regional Administrator Martha Guzman toned down the rhetoric, however, after Trump's re-election win. Biden's EPA also took steps to prevent energy producers from tapping into dairy digester biomethane to generate hydrogen fuel. The agency sided with environmentalists in favoring electrolytic hydrogen produced from renewable energy like solar and wind power. Farm groups appeal for 199A permanency. A broad coalition of farm groups is urging Congress to make permanent the 20% pass-through business income deductions created by the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. The Section 199A deduction is one of several TCJA provisions that's set to expire at the end of this year. Section 199A has been essential to keeping co-ops and their farmer members competitive with corporations that benefited from the permanently reduced corporate tax rate in the 2017 Act, the farm groups say in a letter to congressional leaders. The deduction has been instrumental in helping producers navigate unprecedented challenges, including a pandemic, global instability, prolonged periods of low commodity prices, and the highest inflation in a generation, the letter says. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Trump revises April 2nd tariff plans. President Donald Trump is threatening China, India, and other countries that buy Venezuelan oil and gas with a new 25% tariff that would start April 2nd. His comments come amid reporting that the administration is considering narrowing the focus of reciprocal tariffs, also slated to kick in that day. Why it matters? Well, China and the European Union have already adopted or announced retaliatory tariffs against U.S. ag exports over duties imposed by the Trump administration. Further tariff hikes are sure to provoke additional countermeasures. but it may not come to that. Even China, Venezuela's top buyer, only needed the country for a fraction of its total oil imports, so countries may pivot to alternate suppliers. Now take note, other parts of the April 2nd actions could be narrower than anticipated. Bloomberg reported over the weekend that sector-specific tariffs may not materialize then. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent also suggested last week that initial reciprocal tariffs could focus on 15 countries with persistent trade deficits with the U.S. Trump said when asked about the tariffs yesterday, quote, "I may give a lot of countries breaks." Lawmakers float coal storage development to spur U.S. exports. Bipartisan legislation is being introduced in the House and the Senate to allow USDA to help develop coal storage and other infrastructure in new and developing markets. Iowa Republican Representative Randy Feenstra is introducing the House bill today, with Representatives Jim Acosta of California, Tracy Mann of Kansas, and Salud Carbajal in California. Senators Jim Banks of Indiana and John Fetterman of Pennsylvania are introducing the Senate version. Feenstra argues that U.S. exporters of meat and other perishable products face trade barriers stemming from a lack of refrigeration infrastructure. The bill has the backing of the Global Cold Chain Alliance, a trade group representing temperature control warehousing and logistics service. Corporate sponsors sought for White House Easter egg roll. The White House is seeking corporate sponsorships to pay for the annual Easter egg roll, a first for the 147-year tradition. A Washington event management firm, Harbinger, outlined the sponsorship opportunities in a booklet. Platinum sponsorships go for $200,000, gold sponsorships priced at $125,000, and silver at $75,000. Branding, brunch tickets, and, quote, exclusive access to opportunities on site are among the benefits, as well as ticket packages. Harbinger did not respond to a request for comment on whether it had received any sponsorship offers. By the numbers, $36.1 trillion. That's the debt ceiling, which was reinstated in January. The Bipartisan Policy Center predicts the U.S. is likely to default between mid-July and early October if Congress does not act. It is the first public prediction for the X date since the Treasury Department began developing and deploying extraordinary measures to free up room under the ceiling. And don't miss this, our AgriPulse open mic interview is with Bipartisan Policy Center budget guru, Bill Hoagland. That's available now at www.agripulse.com. House Dems to highlight SNAP cuts at separate hearing. House and Senate Republicans are still struggling to reach agreement on their tax and spending plans. In the meantime, House Democrats will hold an informal hearing today to highlight possible GOP cuts to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. The House passed budget resolution would require $230 billion in SNAP cuts over 10 years. House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries of New York, Democratic Whip Catherine Clark of Massachusetts, and House Ag Committee Ranking Member Angie Craig of Minnesota will all participate in the event. Now take note, House GOP leaders issued a joint statement yesterday calling on Senate Republicans to take up the House passed budget resolution. The Senate passed resolution would require only minimal spending cuts and leaves tax issues to later. Here's today's final word. We do not get to recoup from these kinds of errors. That Barbara Berrigan-Perilla, executive director of Restore the Delta, the environmental group, expressed deep disappointment after hackers shut down yesterday's state water board hearing on the Delta Tunnel project. It had rallied members to condemn Governor Gavin Newsom's proposal during the virtual meeting. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, March 25th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Dowling.